This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last night, the Amazing Race Australia kicked off on our screens for an amazing race around Australia. Yes, COVID-19 has changed one of the biggest reality formats to be rather different this year. And joining me over Zoom is the host of the show, Mr. Bo Ryan. Good morning to you, Bo.
Thank you so much for having me. Not much sleep off the back of last night, but the numbers are good. I'm very happy, very proud, and can't wait for Australia to see another episode where we're still in Queensland. And everyone knows I love Queensland, but Queensland does sort out the wheat from the chaff in a few of these teams.
Let's talk about the show first of all, because you know this is the first time it's been a domestic season. I love Amazing Race. I love the format. But I've got to say, usually there's contestants facing jet lag and language barriers. Does this make this the easiest Amazing Race yet?
So that's a great question. I'm glad you brought it up. And that's what was probably one of the challenges for us to production. Eureka, the production company, are second to none. And they were working tirelessly to make sure that we had the same level of difficulty we've had over the last 3 years. And it was harder. The challenges we then have to make harder, because it's a great point. The best thing about when I was growing up watching Amazing Race, whether it was the American ones or the Eurasian ones, is the language barrier and the problems we had in Africa last year, Mongolia the year before. Whether you get on the wrong camel or in the wrong taxi or in the wrong water taxi or you're swimming the wrong way, it's about the communication breakdowns that makes the show so good. But we just had to make our challenges much more difficult. We had to make transit longer. So whether we had a lot of layovers in customs and at different airports, which I think doing all the challenges myself, and I can say this firsthand, you get a lot more time to regroup. Not this year. There is a lot of long driving. I would shoot a link, whether I'm in Darwin, then I'd be on a 3-hour drive. The next link, another 2-hour drive. So a lot of, you don't get the jet lag, which probably gives you an advantage, but you're just tired, constantly tired. And our country is so, so big. So you can drive for, we got the GAN overnight once, and you can travel 8 hours on a train and still be 1 centimeter on the map. That's the best thing about our country. So it is tough. The top end takes no prisoners. The middle of the country is as good as anywhere in the world. And we started with a bang last night, as you said, but we've had a lot of race people working on the show from overseas, the global franchise, and a lot of them have nodded together and said this is quite possibly the most difficult season they've ever seen.
You just mentioned offhand there that you do all the challenges yourself. Is that true?
Yeah, well, time permitting. So this year we had a lot more challenges, which answers your question before is how do we make it harder? But the three, if we have, say, 4 or 5 challenges in a day, I'll do 2 or 3, as I did last year and shooting it the year before. But I'm good with stuff, man. I feel physically strong from footy. I feel fit. I still train all the time. But heights is my Achilles heel. Heights is not good for me. And we have plenty of heights, especially when we get back to Sydney and Western Sydney, when we hit the Blue Mountains, Tasmania, Darwin. There are a lot of heights. That's why I don't think I could do the show, man. I don't think I could win the show. I'm not going to lie to you. I can host the show, no drama, but I don't think I could ever win it.
Well, I think you've just surprised me then, you saying going to Tasmania, because I thought with the fact that you're shooting through COVID and you've got border restrictions everywhere, how did you navigate that as a production team? That would have been really, really difficult.
Yeah, it's a good question. We started in Queensland. I'm not going to lie to you. We started in Queensland to do our quarantine there in a bubble in far north Queensland, where there was no cases above Cairns there. And once you have done the quarantine, it's wherever you come from. So we were free to travel anywhere that was open. The only problem for us is we couldn't get into WA. So basically, if you look at a map of Australia, we did 2 laps anti-clockwise of Australia, but by coming down the middle. WA is a season in itself. WA is crazy. I love WA. I love Broome, Cottesloe, all the places in the middle of WA where there are just off the grid. So we didn't get a chance to get there, but the way the world's looking now, I've already got 6 places I want to go to, Tiwi Islands, Perth, obviously at Broome. If borders remain closed off the back of the success this year, which has been great, we're going to go again around the country again. But we couldn't get to Melbourne as well because we were Melbourne when we filmed September, October, November was the eye of the storm. Dan Andrews had them locked down, but Tasmania, I remember one day it was like a late October and someone said, oh, we're going back to Adelaide. I said, great. I remember getting to the airport and saying, we're not going to Adelaide now, we're going to Tasmania. So Tasmania literally closed, open, closed, open. So we literally flew in writing challenges on the plane, the production company, and we got it done. And Tasmania was probably my favourite episode.
Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to seeing it. What I think is really important about the fact that you're doing a domestic season is that, you know, tourism really needs support here in Australia, and you're really shining a light on places like, you know, you're up in north the Daintree area of Queensland last night. Beautiful landscapes and just things that I've never thought of going to visit.
I'm lucky. I played footy in a lot of all the major cities, a lot of the towns I visited when I worked at Channel 9, the footy show, and through Channel 10 touring on Sunday Night Takeaway, and obviously Amazing Race. But there are places. I mean, I'm a big fan of Queensland and North Queensland. I had my honeymoon in Port Douglas, and I've always loved it. But there are places in the middle of Australia, in the outback, that I literally got home in December. My kids finished school that next week. We got in one of those big Jayco vans and did it again. So I took my kids up to the north coast of New South Wales. We went up to Yamba, Nambucca Heads, and then come back down through the outback. And I think that speaks volumes, because I was away for a few months. And usually when I get home, especially from a big show, I just want to chill and relax. But we literally went back on the wagon and explored Australia, and that's what people should do. People saying, I always wanted to go to Uluru, I always wanted to go to Alice Springs, just do it. You literally can't go anywhere else anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
I've traveled everywhere. It is the best country, bar none. That's why this season is crazy, and we've still got a lot to do.
I did read a bit of a note about this season that I've got a bone to pick with you, Bo.
Give it to me.
On non-elimination legs, the team that comes first gets the next leg off. Now, I can't tell if that's an advantage or a disadvantage because, you know, you're sitting back, you're probably stressing about who's coming first. Why is this added to the season this year, just to spice things up a bit?
See, the way the show works, and you're a fan of the show, which is great, is you need to have a game plan. I think a day off... the reason having a day off, you're not just having a walk in the park. You get to go and sometimes a helicopter ride or a picnic. You get to have some R&R. But the main thing about the day is off, you can't get eliminated. You can't get eliminated. So we may or may not have teams that don't want to come in on a non-elimination leg and win or a first-class pass. And I have a feeling it's going to bite some teams. Mm-hmm. Because when you get down and dirty, I mean, we have a really good spread of talented teams for different reasons. But in all honesty, there are 8 teams here that are as good as I've ever seen on any season. So all it has to take is, you know, we saw the Sikhs win last night and a few of the other teams have success. But you only need one bad day or one wrong call or one wrong cab or a U-turn and you're out of the show. So time off is super important, and teams that do not want to have the day off may pay for it.
Before you go, Bo, I want to ask you about a moment that happened on the show last night where you were sitting in a bit of a pen with a bunch of cane toads and you were trying to catch cane toads and it didn't quite go your way.
Yeah. I'm all right with animals. And the good thing about Australia, it's full of wild animals. We have a lot of animal interaction. You'll see when we get to the top end, and I'm not going to say we did. There was crocodiles involved, saltwater and freshwater, emus all over the country. But cane toads, I worry about things like cane toads because they're poisonous, but they're not. You know what I mean? You got to get it in the right spot. Growing up in Albion Park, Wollongong, I never saw a cane toad. My wife grew up on the farms up there, so she saw them everywhere. But the thing about cane toads, man, they are literally everywhere. And we had a problem filming this, I remember. We had to have something like 100 cane toads in that pen, and we lost about half a dozen before we started filming that, but we needed the correct amount for challenges. And all the people do is just walk straight into the bush and you find them straight away because they're around the sugarcane. They are literally everywhere. It's not good. They ooze that venom or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And at one stage when we'll film at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I thought I had some of the cane toad venom or whatever it was on my face because I was in there for so long grabbing them, mucking around. And I just remember, you know, when you think you overthink things.
Yeah.
I remember being in a pit stop and I thought my face was burning and I started getting really paranoid and freaking out. But then we worked out soon after that that I was just standing in 40-degree heat in the middle of a sugarcane field, and I had third-degree burns from the sun. But I like the inclusion. Overseas, we didn't have many animals last year, but with so many wild and native animals in this country, it just makes for one hell of a season. And the cane toads are just the tip of the iceberg.
Excellent. Well, check it out on Channel 10 tonight, 7:30 p.m. Thank you, Bo Ryan, host of Amazing Race Australia.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.